Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hey there, good evening. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, July 27th. I am so glad that you're all joining us and you've got the Olympics on DVR. I'm joined by, of course, the unflappable Miss Karen Ashley. And I'm hoping Katrina or somebody shows up again. Otherwise, it's going to be a long 60 minutes, let me tell you.
Now we have the whole crew will be here momentarily. We just have to be patient. And just, you know. But hey, what's going on?
Well, you know, I thought I was going to get all high-tech and savvy and buy this fancy Bluetooth headset thing for my laptop because my Mac is Bluetooth. Which, so far, it's all well and good, but apparently with Skype, you can't use only certain headsets because I guess that's a quote-unquote premium feature.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm like, really, Skype? Really? Yeah. So like, I can use the Bluetooth headset, like, if I want to listen to my iTunes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume I can also use it to record stuff, but I can't do it via Skype for the show. So I was like, all right, then. So that's going to be going back to Walmart tomorrow.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, no, I don't understand how technology just can't talk to each other, can't, like, connect. It's always something. There's always a, you know, they just want you to buy more stuff. Like, I think that's kind of the thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I guess you can get headsets for Skype, but you've got to, like, also buy Skype credits or something. I don't even know. Just sort of like, what in the world?
Like, right.
Plug in a thing and make it work? I don't really understand.
Wow.
Unless this, you know, technology is sort of above my my pay grade.
Okay. Hey, it's not unheard of. Heck, I'm so not technically savvy. It's just not my thing, you know? So I can completely understand. So I'm just, like, counting down the seconds. Like, it's almost time for the Olympics. Like, I just can't even believe it's already that time of year. That, you know, I mean, it's, like, every 4 years. It just seems so long in between them to me. And I'm just, like, so excited. Like, I love the Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since Michael Phelps swept the swimming world?
Oh.
And started doing Subway commercials?
Right.
It doesn't seem like it's been 4 years to me. He was the biggest thing that I remember from the last Summer Olympics. He's got a funky face, but I'd still let him.
You know, he needs to, like, shave more often. There's something about him, like, he's all right looking in certain situations, and then all
like
of a sudden...
Like in his Speedo, he's certainly all right looking.
Yes. There, I'm good. But then in other situations, it's like you look at him and you're like, ooh.
Well.
I mean, no offense.
Yeah, but he's America's hero. That makes him, you know, way hotter. That could turn you from a 6 to an 11 real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look.
They probably forgave him for, like, smoking pot.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, it didn't even last long.
Yeah. No. I actually knew his girlfriend. He was dating a really beautiful Asian cocktail waitress here in Vegas. And she had spent the summer that he won 4 years ago in, I want to say, Laos. So she didn't have TV. She didn't watch the Olympics. She had no idea who he was. And she was at the pool one day in Vegas, mm-hmm. like at the Bellagio pool. And this guy is hitting on her and she's ignoring him. She's like, dude, back off. Like, go away. Like, leave me alone. And he's sending drinks over. He sent over a bottle of Cristal. He's like, get away from me. And then finally, someone was like, don't you know who that is? He's like, no. And they're like, that's Phelps. And she's like, okay. so. Like, I don't care. If you're rich, that doesn't mean anything. I'm a Vegas cocktail waitress. I'm used to it. Well, finally, she agreed to have lunch with him. And then after, like, a few dates, she realized who he was. But she had no idea. And they dated for, like, I don't know, 2 years.
Right.
And that's, I think, what they like when they're first rich and famous. They like someone who they think likes them for them, which I think she probably did.
Right.
But that was just kind of funny. I remember hearing the whole story, and I was like, how could you not know who he is? Like, I don't know who a lot of football players are or basketball players, but come on. Like I said, America's hero. Like, but she'd been literally, like, out of the country, off on another continent, on an island in the middle of nowhere. So that was kind of funny.
I know. I don't know very many people who don't watch the Olympics. I mean, even people who aren't into sports,
like
they still watch the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a good, like, they tell stories, and it's so, like, it's so well produced, you know?
Well, and
I mean,
you have no choice but to watch it because it's everywhere.
Right. What are some of, like, the favorite things that you watch? I know I watch the basketball. I watch the gymnastics. Like, I'm glued to the TV for those two.
I am definitely a girl in my programming choices when it comes to the Olympics. I love the ice skating. Totally jelly.
Yes.
I like the Winter Olympics for the ice skating and that baton thing and that, I don't even know what it's called, when they dance with the twirly ribbon thing.
Right.
I like all that. That's all wrapped in with the gymnastics, the floor sports. And then I like the swimming because I like checking out the guys' bodies.
Right.
And I like the martial arts just because I qualified twice for that. So I like to keep up on that. And that's kind of it for me. I mean, those are the ones that
I
follow
religiously. I don't watch, like, the archery, and I don't watch, like, track and field. I love seeing track and field.
I like the weird ones, too, though. You're right. Like, I forget what it's even called, like, the shot put or whatever. I like the weird archaic ones where they run and they got the stick and then they catapult themselves over the, I don't know what you call it, the limbo stick. I like that one. I'm sure I'm butchering them all, but I like the weird ones, too. I can't leave those out. I always watch them. I don't know what they're called, but not archery, but, like, I like the shot put and the limbo stick one and all those.
The limbo stick one. Oh, Lord.
But you know what I mean, though, right?
Oh, I do. Listen. I'm a fan of any of Olympic sport where they're half naked. So, you know, the swimming.
Yes.
Do they have wrestling in the Olympics? Because I'm a fan of that.
Yes,
you know.
They do. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
My family used to train with the Russian Olympic team, and my family were all really into that, and they would all join they all qualified for the Olympics, like all of my cousins. So my family was way into that, and I thought it was so cool because they all got to go to Russia and train there, and then they did an exchange, and they all would stay at my house. So I had these, like, famous Russians in my house, and they were so weird. And I didn't know what they were saying or why they were doing what they were doing, but it was really cool. Like, they're through the trash looking for the old fur coats that they thought we were throwing away because they thought we were just so rich. Because back then, they were just getting the TV show Dynasty in Russia. Mm. So they thought Americans were so filthy rich that they would just throw away gold and diamonds and fur coats in the trash. And they thought we were extra rich because we had a big orange tree. I don't know what that means, but I guess that means you're rich.
Right.
Of course, here, if you're selling oranges on the corner, that you're not that rich.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, but whatever. If they want to think I'm rich, that's fine. That's cool. I'll take it.
Well, you know what does it for me?
What?
I saw cool runnings, and I've always enjoyed the bobsled.
No, did not go there. The bobsled?
Yeah, I love cool running.
Is it just for the phallic symbol? Is it just for the shape, you sicko? I'd expect that from Mike J.
No, I love it because I loved cool running as a kid. We watched all the time. I can't remember when they used to, like, go in the little bobsled and they'd be like something. They had the little phrase they said. It just tickled me pink.
Okay, is it because they were spandex? Because I like that. I should say I like all the sports where they wear spandex. If you haven't noticed, like I mentioned
Well, you know, they all kind of wear spandex. Like all the Olympic team have a spandex outfit or something.
Well, like the running team, not so much. They wear daisy dukes, but that doesn't do it for me as much as like the man unitard, like when they're doing the gymnastics or the skating or the wrestling. Like all those ones I mentioned, if you'll notice, that's there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They all got something in common. Love me some spandex. I guess this spandex obsession has been going on longer than I actually recognize.
It's all but see, it all comes out. It
yeah, I blame the Olympics. See, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. I'm just being a good American.
Right. You're just supporting. Just supporting everybody.
That's it.
That's funny. I just can't wait. Like, I really get into it. And I get into the stories. Like, I was reading today, like, Hope Solo. Like, she has a whole, like, story. Like, you know, she's, like, this huge soccer star. And they were saying how she actually was conceived. Her dad was a criminal. Like, he was just a criminal. And her mom actually got pregnant. And she was conceived at a conjugal visit. And her dad she quickly learned not to trust him. I know. She put a book out. Like, she has a book. And learned not to trust him. And when she was like a Girl Scout, like a brownie, her money came up missing. And then, you know, just through the years, he would rob people, he would do things, he'd get out of jail. And then at some point they finally, you know, became friends, and they finally, you know. And she just says they've always had a strained relationship. And her and her mom even had a strained relationship because she felt like, why did you expose us to him and that kind of thing. So someone like that, I mean, it always fascinates me how people really overcome, like, personal tragedy. And now they're like,
another thing for me, I always am, you know, really extra proud of the athletes who come from humble beginnings, because you really have to work 10 million times harder if you don't come from money, because how are you going to afford all the coaches, all the outfits, all the events, all of the traveling and all of that? Like, it's really expensive.
Oh, I know. The amount of training.
So from coming from a single mom, that's pretty cool. You know, coming from a dad that's in prison, for her now to be an Olympian is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
so amazing to me. Like, I love the way they produce it. Like, they are on it. Like, you can never knock the production team of the Olympics. Like, they mix just enough human interest with just enough competition, and then they capture that moment, you know? It's just so amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. One of my friends was a DJ on the Olympics, like, 2 years ago, and ever since then, that's, like, what put him on the map. He's been flying all over the world living the life because he can say, I DJed the Olympics, now I'm the best of the best. He wasn't that cute, but now he's like Mac Daddy.
That's funny.
He's got long hair and he's not fun, cute looking, and I call him the Buddhist Baby Jesus because he looks like Baby Jesus with the long, kind of greasy hair.
Oh my gosh.
But that's not holding him down now. He's a hit.
Wow.
That's so cool. Well, you know, I mean, there's so much. Like, I know for you guys on the West Coast, the opening ceremonies haven't started yet. But I've been, you know, sneaking a quick peek here at the TV because, you know, we're doing a show and all. But, like, it is every time. I remember, like, the one that, what was the last one? China? Like, every show.
So, yeah.
Is so amazing. I mean, the amount of production and creativity that goes into it, it's breathtaking. Like, it really is.
Right. It's just, I just get blown away because, I mean, it's really, it's just, it's like that moment to push your body to the ultimate extreme to, you know, it's like they are going up against the best of the best in the world. And it's just, it takes so much, you know, confidence, it takes so much, you know, just will. Like, it's like the person with the biggest heart is going to win, you know. Sometimes it doesn't even boil down to physical strength, you know.
That's true,
right?
Because when you're training, your body goes through so much physical pain every single day, that it's not physical at, you know, at the end of that, it's all mental. So it's just your head and your heart telling you you can keep going. Because
right.
It hurts so bad, you can't deal with it. You just got to block it out and keep going.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. I'm so sure. Oh, man, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
And
I just love it, though.
And for most of the events, you know, they have to, like, make weight. So not only are you starving, but you're working harder than your body's ever worked before and starving. It's rough.
Right.
They must get some fats on those teams because, you know, when I don't eat and I don't sleep right, you're all screwed because I'm cranky.
Right. I know. I feel for those little girls that are, like, doing, you know, the gymnastics. Like, it's just so, gosh, so much. It's just crazy.
Do you have a favorite all-time Olympic moment? Like, for me, it was Carrie Strug. When she's got one leg and then she wins the whole damn thing. Like, that was pretty incredible.
I know! She stuck the landing. Landed on one freaking leg. Like, boom. Like, oh. And what's crazy is everyone was falling. Like, everyone was tripping up. Like, nobody was sticking the landing. And here she is with a ball, like... What was her ankle, like, sprained or broken? Like, something was bad.
Something major, like, non-mobile.
Yeah, it was like, wow. I loved it, though.
Well, I don't know. Was this the Olympics or not? Like, the only thing I ever really remember that, like, stands out in my head was the whole, you know, Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan thing when that just
wasn't.
Went and bashed her knee. I mean, like, that was traumatic for me. I was like, Nancy, no, Nancy. And then she went on to go, she won silver.
I wasn't a Nancy fan. I'm an American fan, but I wasn't a Nancy fan. I thought she was overrated. I thought she was too rich. And I thought she had horse teeth. So I wasn't really... I mean, really, though, I just feel for her. Like, I would much rather follow and love the people that I think have to work harder because they don't have a lot of money, and, you know.
Listen,
so,
you were a Tonya Harding fan, weren't you? You was rooting for her.
I mean, a little bit. I am a fan of Batshit Crazy.
Oh.
So, a little bit of a Tonya Harding fan. And she has now, I think, found her way because she did that celebrity boxing and a bunch of weird stuff, but that's career appropriate. Like, she works it.
That's funny. Celebrity boxing.
It's true.
She's like a different woman now. You don't even recognize her. Like, she's, you know, put on weight, and she looks like she's aged. She's like a totally different woman now. I wonder, did she know? Like, you have to wonder, did she know about what her husband was about to do? Like, that's
they've done interviews. I'm pretty sure she came clean. I'm pretty sure she admitted it.
Well, she said she never said anything about it. He took the whole rap. Like, he was like, we did it. We wanted to make sure she'd win. And we, you know, she had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on. That's just like, you know, Sandusky's wife there. Who said that she didn't know he was fooling around with kids in the basement.
Exactly. You can't tell me you're involved and engaged in this big whole thing and none the wiser. That's just not going
to
fly with me.
She totally put out a statement today and was like, hey, I mean, not hey, but she was like, I completely support my husband and he's not the man that everyone thinks he is. And I'm like, woman, he's a monster. Every week there's another kid that decides to let the world know this happened
and
to him, too.
And your own stepson, your own adopted baby that you're entrusted with. Get out of here. She deserves to be punched in the face. She deserves a Tonya Harding-style beatdown.
Yeah.
Anybody got a lead pipe I could borrow?
Man, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. I was shocked because you're right. I didn't even think about that, Katrina. One of her own adopted sons, who should be her own son, she is taking the side of this man. Like, that's the kid's worst nightmare. Like, I come clean about what happened to me, and no one believes me, or the people that matter don't believe me and don't protect me.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So bad.
So, well, I'd like to tell you. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you hear her say?
Yes.
Wow, one at a time.
Go ahead, you first. Did I hear? Okay.
So did you hear that they finally reached a compromise on the Jackson kid thing? Like, Catherine Jackson and the young cousin, or the cousin, the Tito son, are going to co-parent. And they've got to have joint custody because it's like, you know, Catherine did admit that, like, the day-to-day of running the household and running the staff and making sure all the kids, you know, because teenagers, they obviously got a lot to do, too much for her. And so he's going to take care of the day-to-day, and she's going to take more care of the, like, the nurturing side.
I think that's great. I think that's good.
Yeah,
he's old. Give the lady a break.
He's real old.
Mm-hmm. Cool,
so what did you hear, my love? What did you hear?
Well, it's not what I heard. It's what I experienced today. Since we were talking about the Olympics and pushing your body to the limit, I just wanted to share with you guys what I did to my body today and how I pushed it to the limit, and it was oh so good. Okay, for those of you who are my friends on Facebook, you may have seen it. I checked into Las Vegas.
You already know.
Yeah, I done checked in, proudly, no shame, to Las Vegas Pole Fitness Studio. Because I need to take some classes and get ready for MorphCon. So I am taking pole dancing and lap dancing so that I make sure my most marketable skills are up to date at MorphCon. I'm going to get me a Power Ranger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that happened. So I took this class, and I remember I took a Strictly Pole class, like a series of them, back in L.A. like years ago when it first started to be cool. I took the one that Oprah took. And, you know, Oprah is not going to waste your time. Oprah knows what's up, right? So,
plus Deadman's still around.
Exactly. And Grace King, if you ask me, or whatever her name is. What's her girlfriend?
The producer?
Gail King, her girlfriend. I bet.
Oh yeah, Gail.
Her.
Okay, that's what you're
doing. You know how you practice
producer.
In front of your friends? I bet Gail could attest that you probably.
That's what I said. That's why Oprah's got Stedman and Gail, and ain't nobody complaining.
Oh yeah.
So you know they're doing their Kegels together. Shoot.
Yeah. Okay. So the first class I took in LA, and it was the class that Oprah recommended, and it was really good. But now I was like, you know, there's so many sexified, oversexed girls in Vegas. I bet they know what's up, too. So I started to take a class here, and it was a pole dance and lap dance class. So I was pretty excited. I get in there, and I'm, like, a little intimidated because they're a bunch of pros. I was like, uh-oh, I'm an amateur. How did I get into the professional class? That's not good. So, yeah.
They're like, look, girl, we've been here before.
I'm like, this is intimidating. Yeah, so I was a little scared, but I was like, actually, maybe it's good because I can watch them. So I'm like, that's actually probably a really good thing for me because I'll learn something extra from whatever I don't get from the teacher, I'll get from the other students. So you get in there and you do a warm-up. The warm-up is like some sexiness, like strutting around, moving your hips in a circle on the pole. And she goes, we're just going to do some light gyrating. And I start cracking up.
Oh,
like, in what class have you ever heard the instructor say, we're going to start out today's lesson with a little light gyrating? Really? Okay. So we do, and it's great, and I'm getting the hang of things, even though I don't have a pole, so I don't know how this is going to, like, do me any good, but I'll figure it out. Then after the light gyrating stretching session, we start to do this dance routine, and I'm intimidated, and it seems like these girls have been dancing, like, a while. Like, they're down, and it's my first day, so I'm not nearly as good. White girl problems, you know. I was not blessed with the rhythm, but that's okay. I picked it up fast. I
thought you and other people would know how to groove it out.
When I'm drunk or if I'm semi-sedated after a shot or two, yeah, I get down.
Listen, she's like me. When I get drunk, I'm the same way. I think I can sing and dance, and it's just not the case.
Exactly. I'm a karaoke queen.
Me and Jeff, let's move it out. Maybe that's what we do for the reality show is take a light gyrating class.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. It was crazy. Yeah, I recommend it because...
Are you guys down?
Well,
do it. Mike, yeah. Jeff.
Yeah. Listen, I'm down. Karen, do you think you can get Steve to show me how to gyrate? I'm good with that.
I think his girlfriend Michelle would oppose. We'll go to West Hollywood and we can find a Steve lookalike to show you how to do that.
And we will.
All right.
We will.
All right.
We got them for days. They're all hot there. Well, this class is really cool because as the dancing progressed, you do like a floor show. Then all of a sudden she's like, okay, now it's lap dance time. I'm like, yes, finally, something I can use. Because I mean, what am I going to do? Just get on the floor and start gyrating? No. But I will get on his chair and start gyrating.
No. I was going to say, the gyrating actually is a very useful skill. I'm just saying.
No, it is. And I mean, I've probably done it before, like, you know, bumping and grinding and whatever, but, like, it's an actual skill, and you can actually take a class in it, and I'm feeling good. So, she has us get on the floor and spread our legs, kind of like when you're doing, like, a sit-up, like a typical sit-up, you know, like your knees are up. You know
That's
what I'm
fresh.
Talking about? Okay,
That's
yeah.
Fresh.
Well, then you put your two arms over your head, and you grab on to a chair, the 2 feet where the people's feet are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you grab onto the chair, you're on your back, and you hold onto the chair with your two hands, and you flip upside down backwards on your shoulder, on your neck, cheek to the side, and you flip up, and your butt is in their face, and you did like this ninja gymnastics move.
Woo!
You go from the floor to booty in the face, and you're airborne, and you're propped up on your two arms like you're doing a push-up with the booty in the face, legs wrapped around the chair. I was like, woo!
That sounds dangerous.
Call the Olympics. I got skills to pay the bills.
Listen.
I'm a gymnast.
That sounds really dangerous.
Like, that
well, the thing
that
is,
some girls that I know could probably win gold medals in.
Yeah, well, I need to meet them. They need to hook me up with some lessons because I was really good at this one move, but that's just because I'm little and I can support my own body weight. it was impressive. I was like, this is a skill. This is like some acrobaticness stuff. But, you know, it was definitely an experience. And I thought that I was like in the sexual Olympics because I was feeling all sexy, but also like a little buff ninja, like doing one-handed push-ups onto somebody's face. Like, that was kind of fun. Except that my partner was my girlfriend, Heather, so that really didn't do anything for either one of us.
That kind of blows.
Yeah, that was, like, anticlimactic, but I cannot imagine, like, practicing on somebody. You got to get it down first. And they
No, listen. I think if you practice with Baby Emmett, I think he would not mind. I think it'd be all good.
I don't think he would. She
should practice with Christina or Midget.
No, because they
very
and their hearts will be broken
audience.
Again when she goes running to Baby Emmett.
yeah. Listen, I think poor Katrina's been violated enough by Midget. Good lord.
That's true.
We're grabbing our ass.
I saw so many like pictures where like Midget was like trying to like violate Katrina at any given moment.
You know, I'm violatable. You can't blame me for having the taste. I'm mad at
it. I knew that you were, but I was just like, look at Bridget getting up in there. What about her?
Yeah, well, you know, it's enjoyable.
Hey,
yeah.
When in Rome.
Exactly. When in Rome, let your hands do the Roman.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. That's not how that goes.
Right. Oh.
But my favorite
story
too.
Is we should all take lap dancing lessons. Yes, your favorite?
Oh, girl, mama can't do that no more, okay? Because here's the thing. Like, if
you're
I have to shake it
lady?
All. No,
oh,
if I have to shake it all, honey, when you're this big, you stop shaking, but your body's still going. Like, when you get out the shower and you got the music blaring and you look in the mirror and you shake your ass and your ass cheeks are over on one side but your body's on another, honey, it's time not to do shit like that in public.
That's
thing.
Funny.
That's
well,
funny.
I'm not doing that in public, but I definitely think it's a skill that I will be perfecting. But I hear the key is if you're listening at home, you need a really heavy chair to practice on so you don't lift it up.
Right.
Yeah. Stripper girl problem.
Well, I'm glad you're practicing on a chair because you let me down. You promised me ping pong, and you never did it.
Well, you didn't get me drunk enough. Though I was blacked out, and the panties did end up in a foreign pocket, how we do not know of.
Oh, my.
You know, besides that,
maybe you
and I did try to be a member of
the
family.
Started.
Yeah, besides all that, I just wasn't drunk enough for the ping pong trick. But I will show you the chair trick in L.A. when we're doing the reality show. That should be embarrassing. But since I have no shame, it shouldn't be a problem. So we'll have to make sure that wherever we end up, they have heavy chairs and... Well, I'll have a little lesson to show y'all
they
what I learned.
They have to have heavy chairs anyways, because otherwise I don't feel like falling on my ass. That's fresh.
Yeah, so what did you guys all do today? I'll let you in on a little secret. Jeffrey was at a family dinner, and his mom answered the phone. I called. His mom answered his cell phone, and I thought it was Christina. Now, Christina has given me a nickname, this bitch. Because all day long, whenever we're hanging out, she's like, oh, this bitch. Like the audacity of the little one. Well, Jeffrey's mom, Mama Emmett, Ms. Joyce, answers the phone, and I think it's Christina. So the first words out of my mouth are, this bitch. And then she's like, oh, hi, Chad. I'm like, oh, completely horrified. I just said, this bitch, to Jeffrey's mom. I was like, oh, man.
She was fine with it.
Oh, so rude. I was so embarrassed.
You got off the phone, and she's like, Katrina can say it. I don't care. She's like, she don't need to be embarrassed around me. I'm like, oh, God, who's in love with old here?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was quite embarrassed. Instead of 50 Shades of Grey, I turned 50 Shades of Chartreuse.
Ooh.
Well, she's still on the hunt for your dolphin. She ordered some, and she needs your address. So you need to friend her on Facebook and inbox this bitch because
we've been friends for a while now. Where have you been?
Okay, well, could you inbox her your number, please? Because
of course.
I can't do it.
Consider it done.
Thanks. God bless.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. I'm pretty excited. Anything for some dolphins, you know.
It's the blowhole, I'm telling you.
It is. I mean, I got one here, a little, like, floaty one, like a little kid floaty thing, and it's not nearly as cute and as fun, and it's just not. So,
well,
I need to
Joyce,
be brought to the next level.
Joyce is also very excited because I told her that she was going to get to meet Miss Ashley.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you have to come out here in October and do dragons with me.
I know. I'm on hold. I've been put on hold by Jeffrey Emmett so that I can book out my schedule to go do drag queen the experience and actually do
and
a drag
celebrate my birthday.
And celebrate his birthday. So we're figuring that out.
Girl,
how
about we come up with a song? How about we do The Boy Is Mine? And we could put Katrina as the boy.
I like it.
The boy.
You know, the boy's mine.
Who's going to be the boy? Who's going to be the boy?
Katrina. We'll dress her up as a boy with some spandex and shit.
Listen, that's what got me famous in the first place. I got no problem.
Can you ride a bike?
Yes.
I was thinking, because we can have you come out from the back of the stage riding a Huffy and shit, and we can fight
on the bike
with you.
That'd be hilarious.
You can have a sign. Hey, bitches, you want to go for a ride in my hot seat?
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm in.
We get you one of those little bells to put on the front of it. You can do a little ding ding.
How about a basket that's actually a seat? That'd be fun.
Oh, man.
I'll take a ride. Americans
is not going to know what hit them.
Oh, no. It's going to be crazy. We should do Lady Marmalade.
Girl, I don't know. I could wear anything like that no more. I'm not sure. I think it's going to work out. I don't know if I've got enough saran wrap, stitches, and duct tape for all that shit.
That's true. We have to, like,
work
for me.
Like a costume, huh? Like, we got to do it up. Wow. That's going to be fun.
I'm going to be in Moo Moo with slippers because me and Hooker heels these days, unless they're, like, steel reinforced, it's just not going to happen.
It'll happen.
I love me my moo-moos because I ain't got to shave my legs. I wear my shorts underneath it, my T-shirt, and I just put on my pig slippers, the duck slippers, whatever I got handy.
You know what? Right. I think you're the only man in Auburn that didn't shave his whole body while I was there.
Oh, man.
And rock himself with...
Honey, I'm sorry. You just don't have the parts I need. Okay.
I love the people of Auburn. I'm a fan.
The fruit roll up. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you. I wish we had more video. I've got to find somebody who can get that off YouTube. Oh, man.
I will never look at fruit roll up the same.
I have the video on my own phone, but that's not getting posted anytime soon. And I'm not sending it to you because I don't trust your ass.
What? Are you talking about Mike's boyfriend, Willie, there?
No, I'm talking about
the one who got his whole stuff after 3 months?
Well, I got my whole stuff, but it didn't take no 3 months, just saying.
Oh, my God.
My name's Will. I'm an anarchist. And then Michael, being the ever-gracious person. This isn't my house. I'm also having this cheap vodka here that's pinnacle.
Right. For the dude who walked over in a half.
And then he gave him the rest of my vodka. Oh, look it. Here's Joyce now. Joyce, we were just talking to Katrina about how she picked up the phone and called you this bitch.
And I was horrified. I'm so sorry.
She said she thought it was funny.
Hello,
I'm her son. You know this bitch got a personality. And then we were talking about her meeting my father. And we're sitting there eating ice cream, and I look at her, I grab her arm, and I said, look, don't take this the wrong way or nothing, but you was one stupid bitch.
Oh, my God. Poor
Joyce.
Oh, no,
she
did not.
Yeah, because she know it's true.
Oh, wow.
You're
my dad and know nothing.
Cute. Just so everybody knows, Jeffrey's dad is just like the dad Vito on Bam Margera's show, and they call him Vito just because he looks and acts
that. Vito was the uncle, but he got arrested for kiddie porn. So, but he's like the father, but we just call him Don Vito.
Yeah, whatever. They know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he looks and acts just like that, and it's hilarious.
Well, what's funnier is that Joyce now calls him Vito. I mean, everybody, his mother, everyone. Nobody calls him Jeff. Everyone calls him Vito.
Hilarious.
He's in my mother's phone as Vito.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We really are dedicated folks when it comes to nicknames.
Oh, dear. I hope I don't have one.
You have a nickname.
Oh, we told you.
You have an 8 nickname.
Deep Throat McGee, bitch.
Oh, come on. That has not been denied or confirmed, FYI.
Okay, listen, fine. We'll just call you Disney.
Disney?
Yeah, Disneyland. I'm the happiest place on earth. Everybody's trying to get to Disneyland.
Yeah, and my mother just said when baby Emma comes back to Disneyland, she wants a lot of pictures, and I'm thinking she's not going to want them pictures.
I'm thinking she just means when baby Emma comes to Vegas to visit, and there will be pictures of that. There'll be pictures of Disneyland in Vegas. The happiest place on earth meets Sin City. Should be interesting.
Right. We want pictures of Deep Throat McGee.
Listen, I am not co-signing on that name. That's horrendous.
I think it's perfect for you. The entire time we're doing the reality show, that's what I'm going to call you. I can't wait to see if they bleep it out or not.
Oh, no. Her name is
Is it going to be awkward when I stand up in the middle of Morphicon and start screaming across the room, Deep Throat McGee! Come
here! Yeah, it's going to be awkward for you when I turn around and run the other way.
Is it bad that I yelled that and my dog came running to me?
All the boys will run after her. All the boys and girls are going to run after her.
Listen, if I get mobbed by a bunch of kids with swords and shields, I'm going to kill you.
Well,
you
heard Daniel
like
a month ago when he hosted the show, and he was like, let me introduce you to my saber sword.
Well, that sounds good, because it sounds like it rhymes
with
flavor.
Did you just say he was on a month ago?
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, when was he on? Last night?
Last night, but that's okay.
Man, what have you been doing?
Sounds like you done been to Disneyland. You've been huffed in the puffy paint again there, Karen?
Yeah, listen, she's been trying to get her weed before all the weed stores get shut down, and then she's going to have to go to CVS.
Right. CVS, the man, take my money. No,
wow.
I've been working tirelessly on this show you guys may have heard of called Unscripted Reality, which we are
never heard of
taking donations for. So please,
if we are.
$5, trust me, we are so cutting it close on the budget. You can donate to us. www.unscriptedradio.com/donate.
Yeah, unless you want to see us filming this thing by taking some old refrigerator boxes and making us a cardboard, shelter, I suggest you donate.
Shooting live.
Are you kidding? As it stands right now, we can't afford the rental car from Vegas to L.A., so we got to ride by, camel or mule or some shit. I mean, this is kind of dramatic.
We're
going to put it all on black. Just go for it, guys. I got a good feeling about this. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so did you guys hear the news today? I don't know if you did, but this is, totally changing the subject, but I had to bring it up because we've been talking about this whole topic about Chick-fil-A and just the whole debacle. The vice president of public relations, Don Perry, died suddenly this morning, and the company confirmed it. He was
the
head
of a heart attack.
No. Yeah. I think the pressure of all this bad press and people boycotting, crazy.
Well, I was going to say something else. I was going to say something the man upstairs is trying to send a message to Chick-fil-A you ain't trying to spread my word. Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
I was just thinking maybe
Roseanne
had a point.
But,
he ate too much processed food.
Well, I would kind of go along with what Mike said, because the man upstairs does preach love and acceptance.
Right.
You know, he doesn't say to judge, he says to love everybody. So the idea that they've been putting that message out in his name is kind of wrong.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want to.
I think everyone has their right to an opinion, but it's I don't understand why a CEO of a company needs to feel that, he needs to feel his opinion needs to, he needs to give a statement. Really?
That's unnecessary.
On.
It's uncalled for.
Everyone supports your restaurant, and you need to be thankful. This economy, you're lucky to have a restaurant.
Yep. But, his statement was a little crazy, though, because it's we're still married to our first wives. Really, dude? So are you just going to alienate all the divorced people? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
His statement was crazy.
Yeah. And so Mike Huckabee, though, is on the pro Chick-fil-A bandwagon and has actually said he organized a day, and he says, let the firm, a business that operates on Christian principles and whose executives are willing to take a stand for the godly values we oppose by simply showing up and eating at Chick-fil-A on Wednesday, August 1st. So Mike Huckabee has, you know, backed the...
That's such a lame protest. Wait, I got something to say on this one.
Yeah. Mike Huckabee actually goes to one of my best friend's churches in Arkansas, and their beliefs in that church are much along the lines of my dad's beliefs, which is non-denominational Christian. My dad works at a Calvary chapel, and so I don't think Huckabee... I just kind of want to say that he's standing up for Christian values and hasn't done his damn research and understood exactly what these people stand for, because Huckabee's church that my friend is a member of, I know, doesn't condone alienating people. So I'm a little disappointed in him in trying to, you know, shed light on this, because I think he got it wrong, and I'm sad. Because I was
wrong. I mean, listen, he's trying to claim a day when people are going to show up and eat chicken, and that's going to be his protest. People are going to show up and eat chicken on any day of the week anyways. Like, if you want to make a distinction, why don't you have the people that are there for that, you know, let's support Christian Chick-fil-A or whatever, you know, why don't they wear, like, Jesus shirts or, you know, I'm a crazy right-wing evangelist shirt or something. Like, because then this asshole's going to get on TV and Twitter and be like, oh, blah, 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 all these people showed up at Chick-fil-A. And he's going to say that everyone did. Well, not everyone that showed up at Chick-fil-A on Wednesday is there supporting it. Maybe they just wanted a friggin' piece of cancer chicken.
Well, the reason they can't identify themselves with these brightly recognizable shirts is because they'll probably get shot.
Oh, good point. Point.
Yeah, like, you know, people go after the religious
Us gays fight. Don't own guns. Our idea of a drive-by is throwing Skittles out the window.
That
the rainbow, bitch.
That sounds fun. Well, that's true. You're right. But there are, you know,
Say, we don't own no guns. Girl, are you crazy?
Wow.
I just think
it's more like
taser.
It says clearly in the Bible that we were not appointed to be judge nor jury. That's up to God. And so for me, all we're supposed to do is love each other and try to live the best possible life you can live. And I just don't understand what that has anything to do with. Like, I don't get how the man felt like, you know, my restaurant is for this group and this group only. It's like it's like hate. You're spreading hate.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you seclude anyone, that's hate. In my opinion, and I just think that it's wrong. So
I don't know.
Crazy though. Crazy. I mean, that's just crazy news. I mean, wow.
That's pretty interesting though. The timing on that is just amazing. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I can't wait to hear the jokes that are going to be distasteful but still funny that are going to come out because of this.
Right.
Look, I mean, that makes you think twice about coincidences, so I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, that is pretty crazy. Like, wow.
Pretty crazy. Right. Yeah, it's like, it's just one of those weird things. Like, wow, it's just, it's like unnerving. Did you hear about the comedian that was making jokes about the Aurora shooting?
Was it Dane Cook?
Yes. Dean Cook, he like made a joke about it.
I heard, and I'm so sad. Again, I'm disappointed in someone I like because he's so cute.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like he basically said, I'm not going to probably like correctly, you know, but he basically said that the movie was so bad. Like he was like, this movie is so bad. And after the first 25 minutes, I was like, oh, this movie sucks. And he goes, so I'm sure when this gunman walked in and somebody in that theater was like, oh, this movie sucks at around the 20, like after about 25 minutes of watching it. And when he saw the gunman walk in, he was like, ah, just shoot me. And that was supposed to be a joke. The audience, like the last actor was like, they were like, you could hear their reaction. Some people were like, but it was like a nervous laugh. It wasn't even like, you could tell the audience didn't know what to do.
I hope he followed it up with the phrase, I hope he followed it up with, too soon?
Yeah.
I mean, and he may have a point. I'm just saying.
No, there is no point. You can't do it. You're going to hurt people's feelings. That's like making a 9/11 joke. You can't do it.
You have to laugh about tragedy, because if you can't laugh about it and crack a joke, like, we have bigger problems. Like, if we take all this stuff too seriously, like, what can we do? There are bad things that happen in the world because there's just bad people. Like, you have to kind of laugh it off. Like, otherwise, you're never going to leave your house.
No, you're right.
But, like,
I laughed it out.
Maybe not a week after it happened, but I'm just
saying. Well, it's been a week after your wedding, and I'm still laughing at that bridesmaid's dress, which was definitely a tragedy.
Did you leave your heels?
No.
What happened?
I've got an extra bridesmaid's dress that was left here just for Karen. So
put
it on. I'm bringing it to LA. You're going to put it on, and we're going to Photoshop you in.
By the way, Karen, I left my dress at
his
house.
You got to do your top 10 list.
See how you're trying to change the subject?
I don't mean to, but I just thought about it because tonight's topic is a good one. Like, you think you can do a fast top 10 list?
I can't do anything fast. I could do a top 5 list.
We'll do the top 5.
I only got a couple minutes. How are we going to race through the magic?
Just go 10, 9, 8, 7, and then once you get to 5, 4, 3, you know what I'm saying. Like, once you get to the top 5, then take your time with those. But the unimportant, the ones that aren't, you know, as good. Just go. Let's give it a whirl.
Oh, girl, you know my list. They're all good. My
kids
are the subject, but okay, fine. Can I get some music up in this business?
Yeah, please hold.
See what I got to deal with? All right, just so you guys are aware.
I've been waiting all day for this.
This is the top 10 list with Eazy-E.
Rex McGee. That's it. Okay, what had happened was today's top 10 list is the top 10 reasons to snag a Power Ranger. That's
woo-hoo.
Right. Woo woo. Morphicons are coming. I took my dance class. I'm getting ready, and I'm letting you guys know why I want to snag a Power Ranger. Okay, top 10 reasons. Number 10, the top 10 reason to snag a Power Ranger is for protection. Now, Bree, our family friend of the show, says that she would like to marry a Power Ranger for protection. So to you, Bree, I say, if you are with a Power Ranger, you're going to need protection because those Rangers are fertile. Trust me. I know. Gonna need some protection from the Power Ranger. All right.
Boy.
Plus, you know, it'll be nice and you will feel safe having those big, strong arms wrapped around you or just knowing that they could kick ass if you need them to. Like, I dare someone to steal stuff from my house when I got some Power Rangers over. All right. Number 9. Top 10 reasons to snag a Power Ranger. To piss off the Zordon. Now, Karen, if I were to snag a Power Ranger, how would that piss off the Zordon?
I have no idea how that would piss Zordon off.
Well, I don't know, but I got that one from a Facebook friend, so shout out. I'm going to piss
Woo!
Off the Zordon, and I'm going to snag me a Power Ranger. All right.
Yeah.
Number 8 reason to snag a Power Ranger is to ride the Pink Ranger Zord. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Sound
anybody?
Like
no.
No?
Sound
why are you guys awesome. So silent?
I love it. We're listening.
Okay. Number 7 reasons, top 10 reasons to snag a Power Ranger. Because you will have powerful kids. Duh. Because, you know, the kids today, they're a little crazy. They smoke a little bit of the marijuana. They do all kind of crazy stuff that kids didn't do when I was a kid. I say the number 7 reason to snag a Power Ranger is so that you can have some powerful kids that can take on the world and they'll do better things with the country than Obamacare. They'll do some powerful stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like fly. Oh, okay. All right. Number six reasons to snag a Power Ranger. Because they will teach you how to do acrobatic stuff without puking, Karen. So, Exhibit A, when we had Mr. Southworth on the show, and he said that for fun in his spare time, he likes to rappel naked from the top story of his house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be fun. I need to learn how to do that. So, number seven, to learn how to do acrobatic stuff. Kind of like what I learned in my dance class routine today with the chair, but I'm sure it would be way better coming from a Power Ranger. All right, number six reason to snag a Power Ranger. I think that because most of them aren't registered with the IRS, you could avoid taxes.
And that is
huge. Because I would just stick all of my money in my Power Ranger boyfriend's bank account and avoid the IRS completely. And if I got arrested for tax evasion, I'm pretty sure he's strong and powerful and he could break me out of jail. No? Not feeling that one?
I love it.
All right, then. A lot of lines to follow up with that one. Number five, top reason to snag a Power Ranger. Because they fight for good. And, you know, I could use that in my life. I could use some good influence. So, number five, because they fight for good. Number four, top reason to snag a Power Ranger. Because they look so dadgum delicious in that spandex.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite videos in our viral contest. That's Sarah Mashless. You make me wanna. Exactly. I could say that about all of them because they look so dadgum delicious in their outfits. I mean, and out of the outfits, but in the outfits really do it for me. Number three, top 10 reasons to snag a Power Ranger. Because all of them that I've seen are good looking. So, I mean, besides the fact that they look good in the spandex, they're pretty.
There really aren't any ugly Power Rangers. They're all very good looking.
I know. I've researched. And, I mean, if you're going to fill up the spank bank, make it with a pretty face. I'm just saying. But when you're doing good work, it's nice to know that good-looking people do good stuff, too. So, top two reasons to snag a Power Ranger. Because you could live happily ever after in, like, any galaxy. You could morph into places I've never heard of, and I can't wait to get there. But I plan on getting there at Morphicon. So, top two reasons, because you could live happily ever after, like, in other galaxies, in other dimensions, other realms, whatever. And I think the number one reason to snag a Power Ranger is, and I quote the great JDF, he said, "Cat, come over to my place and let's have some Mother Morphin fun. And I want to." So, not to put Mr. JDF on blast, but here goes, "Blast, I want to have some Mother Morphin fun."
Oh, kid.
My top 10 reasons to snag a Power Ranger. Now, I'm going to ask all of you, Karen, I'll start with you. What's, in your opinion, a great reason to snag a Power Ranger?
I think all the reasons you gave are great reasons. I can't possibly think of any more.
You can't think of a great reason to put on your outfit for your man and have him go crazy? There's no secret, or maybe you just want to keep that a secret.
Right, that's kind of on the down low,
Okay, all right, we'll give you a pass since you are a Power Ranger getting snagged. Jeffrey, give me a reason that you think it would be good to snag a Power Ranger.
Mama had to go.
How rude. Mike J, that leaves you.
All right. Well, you know, I really like the one with the looking good in the spandex. And I'll top that just a little bit by saying they look even better out of the spandex. All right?
I have to agree with you. I've done some research. That's all I'm at liberty to discuss. But I have to agree with you.
Absolutely.
All right. There you go.
Well, where's my going out music? Come on now.
I don't think we have.
Mike J.
You know what? Here you go.
Good job.
That's
well,
all
I'm convinced I'm going to go to Morphicon, and even though I am a Power Ranger, I might snag me a Power Ranger just because.
See, I know. And you won't have to pay your taxes.
Right.
I'm just going
too much.
You know, listen, I think you should keep that on the down low. I don't think it's common knowledge that Power Rangers don't pay taxes.
Oh, well, I was just saying they morph into different dimensions, and that's why. I wasn't saying because they're shady.
Oh, okay.
That is funny. Well, that's it, guys. I mean, it's Olympic Friday. We got to go watch the opening ceremonies, and I know you want to go watch it, too. So
that's
it's
right.
Been real.
I guess that's all she wrote, kids.
Yeah.
That is it, everyone. Good
have
time.
To, you know, Morphicon, so we'll be doing more Power Ranger things leading up to the big day.
Absolutely.
As always,
well,
it's great.
Thanks. Thanks for enjoying your guilty of pleasure.
Mm-hmm. What do they need to do, Katrina?
Well, I'm going to study some Olympians now, so that hopefully I can learn some more moves to use on whoever I meet at Morphicon. I'm just saying.
Right. Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Good night.
Peace out.